Columbus Bicentennial Minute.
As upscale as it is, German Village's history has not been rosy. It hasn't? No, it hasn't. But it has an interesting history.
Located just south of downtown Columbus, German Village has had its highs and lows over its history, from its humble beginnings to the upscale revitalized homes that the neighborhood boasts today. In the early days of Columbus, German immigrants arrived to the south end of the city as Revolutionary War veteran John McGowan sold land tracts to them. The Alte Südend, or the Old South End as it was called by those immigrants, experienced massive immigration by 1830. Breweries flourished in the area, as breweries set up shop along the Scioto River on the west side of the Old South End. As the 19th century progressed, the area grew. Stewart's Grove, on the southern end of the neighborhood, was transformed into a city park in 1867, which was renamed Schiller Park in 1891. But that growth on the South End would be stunted. World War I came along with a lot of anti-German sentiment. German street names such as Schiller, Germania, Kaiser, and Bismarck became Lansing, Lear, Stewart, Whittier, and Schiller Park was renamed Washington Park. German textbooks were burned, and the teaching of German in public schools was banned. Prohibition made things worse for the South End, as breweries such as the Hoster Brewing Company, renamed the August Wagner Brewing Company, closed their doors, and the population continued a decline that would last well into the 1950s and 1960. By the 1950s, the South End was just a ghost town, a former shell of itself. Much of the northern portion of German Village between Main Street and Livingston Avenue was demolished to make way for Interstate 70, with the rest of the South End on the chopping block. This is where one resident had a vision. On January 10, 1960, resident Frank Fetch created the German Village Society to help preserve and rehabilitate the neighborhood. The German Village Historic District was created in 1973, and on December 30, 1974, the village was placed on the National Register of Historic Places. By 1980, German Village had grown to 233 acres. Today, German Village is home to locally owned shops, as well as the German Village Haus und Garten Tour, which has been held every summer since 1960, and Actors Theater, which has been performing classical theater, not just Shakespeare, in Schiller Park since 1982.
For Columbus Bicentennial Minute, this is Brian Curtis. Happy 200th birthday, Columbus!